Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Okay, let's get straight to work. We have a few things to do this morning, so we're going to get straight to work. And let's just do it very fast. We want to welcome all our guests in the house this morning. Thank you very much for coming to church. We appreciate you. We had the wedding ceremony yesterday, and latest couples are in the house. They're in the house and with their family. God bless you so much for coming to church. Thank you. So let's get straight to the business. We'll get to the Thanksgiving at the end of the service. John chapter 12 verse 26. Listen, in this kingdom, I say it over and over again, and I keep saying it, that we do not do things by trial and error. We run by the principles of the kingdom. And one of the solid and effective principles of the kingdom is part of what I want to share with us this morning. Because it's our award and reward service. That's the real thing. Today is our, we're going to be awarding certain people in church and rewarding certain people, you know, and appreciating people in church this morning. All members of our workforce. In this church, we have a very amazing workforce. Wonderful people who have given their time, their energy, their, you know, gifts. That God has given them talents and abilities, and they are investing into the kingdom of God. You will not lose your reward. Excited members of the workforce, can you give a shout? Disturb your neighbor. Hey, glory to God. Yes. John chapter 12 verse 26. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be. God is saying that anybody who serves me, where I am, that's where they will be. Any place, if you find me there, that's where you find them. God cannot be found in certain circumstances. As a result, those who serve him cannot be found there. God cannot be found in certain places. As a result, those who serve him cannot be found in those places. Any place where the people who serve God are not supposed to be found, that you are now. I declare in the name of Jesus, you are coming out of that level. I say you are coming out of that position. You are relocated to the place of those who serve the Lord. I didn't hear you say a louder amen. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. Why? He says, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him, my father, will honor. That's a striking statement. Very striking. So God is saying that those who serve me, my father will honor them. In other words, it's not just serve and let's see what happens. No. God reserves honor for those who serve. Organizations all over the world, towards the end of the year like this, they start recognizing people. Awards of recognition will be given to different people in different organizations, you know, just recognizing their efforts, their commitment, their diligence to service and all that. Human beings have sense enough to consider the labor and the effort of somebody, recognize them. They have sense enough. Organizations, they know the power of incentives, the power of honor, the power of rewards. How much more our Heavenly Father? Child of God, it's not a joke. You must understand it. Actually, heaven is a place for rewards. What we're going to experience in heaven, the striking thing there is that God will be rewarding people. At the Bema Seat judgment, God will be rewarding people. Take what belongs to you because you have done it. He says, welcome, thou good and faithful servant. Thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. They will come in and they will say, sir, everything we are doing on the face of planet Earth, what I am waiting to hear is very simple. Welcome, thou good and faithful servant. Nothing is more important to me than that. Every service, every commitment, every effort, run around, push for this, push for that, serving and living the kind of life we live to honor God, just waiting to hear this word. Mavis, welcome. You are a good and a faithful servant. I've said it before, that when I hear that, I don't know what will happen to me that day. Whether I will blow out of excitement, I don't know what will happen. Whether I will just evaporate, I can't even explain. But I can imagine what joy will fill my heart when Jesus looks at me eyeball to eyeball, and you know his piercing eyes searching through my soul, and he's saying, Mavis, welcome. You have fought the good fight. You have kept the faith. You have gotten to the finish line. Now is your crown, the crown of righteousness. Now take your crown. I can't imagine how I will feel. I don't even know what will happen to me. But I just know. I don't know when the crown sits up on my head whether I will still be normal. It's just that people cannot run mad there. Maybe I'll just run mad for a while, and Jesus will heal me and say, continue. I don't know what will happen, but I don't know. The joy and the excitement of my soul. The Bible says there is a crown that is called the crown of rejoicing. When they put the crown on your head, it looks like you smoke laughing gas. You don't know what I'm talking about. Jesus. Before the angels, all the angels will stand like this. And as the angels are standing there, they will call. Next on the list is Mavis. Mavis Oji. Yes, he represented us in Nigeria and across the world as the lead pastor of Potter's Transformation Christian Center. Kai. I don't know if I'll be able to walk. I'll just say, Angel Gabriel, carry me. I cannot walk by myself. Gabriel, carry me. If you don't carry me, I can't. Jesus. What a day. Some people you least expect will be given recognition. They did tireless intercession at the backstage. Nobody saw them, but they gave their time, they gave their life, they gave their energy. They were committed to the core, and God will honor them. Sir, he says, whoever serves me, that person, my Father will honor them. He said, the Bible says, those who are ashamed of me on earth, he says, I will also be ashamed of them. And he says, those who are not ashamed of me, in the presence of my Father and the holy angels, I will talk about them. I will mention their name. I will laud their works. Can I pray for somebody? May God give you the energy and the stamina to do something that will make heaven laud your works. In the name of Jesus. On that day, you will not be sitting at the back alone. On that day, you will not be hiding in one corner. You will be recognized. You will be appreciated. In the name of Jesus. There are certain people we tell them, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. When I had no clothes, you clothed me. Why? They did services of hospitality. They gave their time and their energy to one thing or the other. He says he will now tell them, enter into the joy. You don't understand entering into the joy. He didn't say enter into the house. No, he says enter into the joy of your Lord. In other words, there is a season in our life when the trumpet of God sounds, where we will enter the joy. I don't know the kind of joy you have now, but it can never be compared to the kind of joy where the Heavenly Father will say to you, enter into the joy of your Lord. Kai, think about it. Enter into the joy of your Lord. In other words, our Lord has joy that he has reserved. And God will say, enter into the joy of your Lord. Glory to Jesus. Yes, Jesus said, those who minister unto him, they will be honored. Those who minister, they will be honored. Those who serve. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, he says, without faith it is impossible to please God. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently come to church. Them that diligently do what? Seek him. You don't just be a church goer. Seek God. Pursue God. Let your heart pursue after God. Let your soul pant after him. As the deer panted after the water brooks, so my soul longs after him. Let your soul long after God. Let your heart desire him. Let the whole of your being be committed to this God, because God is interested in your service. God is interested in your diligence. God is interested in your commitment. Today is awards and reward service. In other words, we are looking at from January, certain people have done one thing or the other in church, and we say it is worthy that we recognize their effort. It's worthy that we say thank you. It's worthy that we appreciate them. We gave God thanks last week. Thanksgiving to God. We should also say thank you to men. Thank you. It is necessary. At the end of the school year, school organization, schools, they will give awards to people. Is that not? Best graduating student, best in this faculty, best in this department, best in that. Corporate organizations, at the end of the year like this, they will start calling staff, best this, most punctual staff, most whatever staff, all the, whatever they honor, whatever it is an organization honor, they award, they reward. Whatever you honor, you award and you reward. So they will be giving rewards to people. And God is saying that himself will do the same thing. He says God will reward every man according to how their works shall be. Sir, do you have works? At God thinks you are good. We were saved by grace and not by works. But it will take works for us to be recognized and awarded. You entered heaven by grace, but your works will be needed to qualify you for position. Sir, let me say this to you. Everything we are doing on the face of planet Earth, it is your works that will determine your placement. Entering heaven is by grace. Getting position and placement is by works. That is why faith without works is dead. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? You need to work. You need to serve. You need to be diligent. You need to be committed. You need to find a space and say, I can do this. I can be part of this. I can make this work. Why not me? Why not? Some people are serving. Say, why are they serving? They are too busy. I don't have time for God. Kai, how can you not have time? You have time to be alive. But you don't have time for God. I shared with them in the first service how that I was trained. My parents will always tell all the stories, and we saw it practically. I told them how that I was born on a service day, came to church like this, and they left to go and deliver. And by the time the man finished preaching, he said, your wife has put to bed. He said, wow, seriously? Let's go and see the baby. He said, Paul was talking to Timothy. He said, the faith that was in your mother and in your grandmother, I see that it's inside of you. Generational service from one generation. He said, one generation will praise you to another generation. One generation will commend your works and hand it over to another generation. Child of God, listen to me. Everybody under the sound of my voice, may God not look at you in front and look behind to see the generation you are handing over something to, and there is nobody standing. May it not be heard that you are not doing anything that anybody can hold. They are sending people, they are just working for themselves. God is waiting for you to pass the baton to your children and to your children's children and to your children's children. And one generation will commend his work, and greater light will shine in that one. The next one will come, greater light. Because the glory of the latter has to be greater than the former. I prophesy to somebody, on that day, you will not stand before him face to face and bow your head in shame in the name of Jesus. You will stand tall. You will stand dignified. You will stand bold. Somebody is not saying amen. Those who serve me, my Father will honor them. God is saying that the honor will not come from angels. It's not angels that will come and say, we want to honor you. No. God Almighty, the creator of all the ends of the earth, the God who sits upon the throne in heaven, superintending over the affairs of men, the God who decides one to go up and one to come down, God will look from heaven and he will be rewarding people. Jesus said, my father will reward them. In other words, it's not even in me. I'm not the one. No, my Father is organizing a list of people that he will reward. Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I have kept the faith. I have finished. He said, now is laid for me the crown of righteousness, which God, the righteous judge, has reserved for those who love him. Do you love God? You may not love an organization and serve them for money, but in this kingdom, you have to love God to serve him. Because every service without love is effort in futility. Since I gave God my lifetime, he's been taking care of me, and he has never, ever let me down. I have given God my lifetime. Peter, speaking for the disciples, he said this in verse 27. Peter said, then Peter blotted out, here we are. We have given up everything to follow you. What will be there for us? Jesus responded, listen to the truth. In the age of the restoration of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will have 12 thrones of your own. Kai. When all things are restored, Jesus is speaking right now. He said, you who have followed me, you will have how many thrones? 12 thrones of your own. At the time Peter was discussing this thing, Judas Iscariot was there. He was in that meeting. He opened his ears and he heard that Jesus said they will have how many thrones? In other words, when we get to heaven, there will be seats of honor. And all the apostles of the Lamb will have the places where they will sit. So Peter will have a seat. John will have a seat. James will have a seat. All those apostles. Then Judas Iscariot heard it, and yet he went to sell his master for 30 pieces of silver. Like some people who are selling the master for business in their office, business in their workplace, trading the time that they can give to God, and they're using it to wash clothes on Sunday morning. I don't have time. I don't have time. It's only on Sunday I have time. Can. And what do you have time for Sunday? You say, that's the time I have to just relax. Eh? Relax. I don't understand. On Sunday. On Sunday, that's the time you have to. When people are worshiping God, that's the time you have to. You give all your life to an organization Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, sometimes Saturday, 5 a.m., sometimes 6 a.m. till 8. And the whole of your back, instead of you to add one day to God, the one that will be stretching your back, you now say you can rest it by yourself. You can't rest it by yourself. When you come on church on Sunday, you are saying, God, my stretcher, service my life, service my destiny. When you are serving in the house of God, you are saying, God, I have served men who can only reward me in cash, in kind, but I am serving you that will reward me eternally. Listen, there is an eternal reward. The reward is not only in time, it's eternal. If you have reward, the Bible says, if you have hope only in God in this world, you are of all men most miserable. Is anybody listening to what I'm saying this morning? Are you being blessed this morning? Do you like my message this morning? You don't have to like it. It's not everything you like. Do you like bitter leaf? No. But when you need to drink it, won't you drink it? You drink it. You like bitter cola? They say no. But when they recommend it for you, won't you take it? You take it. It's for your good. Tell your neighbor, this message is for our good. See, that's why I like this pastor. You don't like me, see, you're not saying it. Glory to God. Jesus said to them, he said, those of you who follow me, we sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of what? Israel. For anyone who has left behind home, property, living family, brothers or sisters, mother, father or children, for my sake, they will be repaid 100 times and will inherit eternal life. But many who push themselves to be first will find themselves to be last. And those who are willing to be last will find themselves to be first. Those who are willing to take on menial jobs of doing some small, small things that you don't consider, I said eventually you'll be in heaven and see that they are first. And those who are pushing for position and fame and say, they must know me, I want position, he said those ones, they will be at the back. But those who say, no, I will serve with the whole of my life, I will be diligent, I will be loyal, I will be committed, whether position or no position, whether recognition or no recognition, whether my name is mentioned or not mentioned, God said he's seen the heart of those people. At the end of the day, he will reward them. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? Are you being blessed already this morning? Yes. Matthew chapter 5 verse 11 to 12. It says, blessed are you when men insult you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil things for you falsely on account of me. It says, rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. Kai. That means there will be class of people. Those who are persecuted will receive great reward. Those who refuse to be persecuted, they will not get that kind of reward. I don't know the kind of reward. I don't know what. But I'm sure that you want to position yourself for reward. I'm sure that you want to position yourself for that kind of blessing. How would you feel if the God of the universe honors you on that day? The God of the universe calls you apart and he mentions your name. Hi. He knows my name. Somebody say, he knows my name. Kai, Kai. Before your parents gave you that name, he knew from the beginning that they will call you that name. He gave you the name. And that day he will call when the roll is called up yonder. When the roll is called up yonder. Mavis, where are you? And I will say, God, can I hug you? Can I hug you, Jesus? Hey, I'll just disappear. And I'll go, Kai. I can't imagine how it will look like hugging Jesus. The body of Jesus look like no teddy bear. And I was like, Jesus, Jesus, oh, I will never leave you again, oh. Hi. Somebody say, Jesus, I love you. One day this running around on this earth will cease, oh, it will be over. This stress will be over. Tears will be over. He said, and God will wipe away tears from all eyes. Whatever causes tears will not be there. And he will gather his saints together. He will separate the sheep from the goats. Kai, Jesus. You think it's a joke, brothers? I beg you in the name of Jesus, don't joke with what I'm saying. Everything you are living on the face of planet Earth for, at the end of the day, we will all appear before him face to face. Rewards, awards, commendations, recognition. And they that call others to righteousness, he said they shall shine like the brightness of the sun forever. God gave us a glimpse of that when Stephen was being stoned to death. As they were stoning Stephen to death. You remember the story of Stephen in the Bible? Acts of the Apostles. The Bible says they took stone and they were stoning. As they were stoning Stephen to death, the Bible says Stephen closed his eyes initially, then he opened it and he looked up to heaven. And when he looked up to the heavens, the Bible says the cloud opened. The whole cloud opened and God showed him a glimpse. And why that thing was so real was that people captured the experience. They were there. They saw it. They were like, what? And all of a sudden, Jesus stood up from his throne. What an honor. Seated at the right hand of the Father. But such a man as Stephen is coming home. And Jesus cannot sit to receive Stephen. Jesus cannot sit to receive Stephen. The kind of recognition Stephen, he was just a welfare officer. A deacon in church. He was not even the high class. And the deacon those days, they were welfare officers. They were handling food. In the kitchen, food, that's what they were handing, serving. They were not the prime people, not the kind of deacons that they have in church today that position now. No, the deacons were serving. And Stephen, that day, as he gave himself up for the sake of the gospel, Jesus stood up on his throne and he said, Stephen, come home. If they don't need you on earth, I need you here. The Bible says, precious is the death of a saint. Precious is the death in the eyes of God of the saints. And as Stephen was coming home, I can imagine how the angels would have been blowing their trumpets and they would be waiting and they would say, wow, Stephen is coming home. A general is coming home. Stand up for recognition. And all the angels will stand. And one angel will stand from one corner and they'll be blowing a trumpet and they'll be alarming. And Stephen will be walking in the midst of angels because he is the God of the armies of heaven. And all the armies of heaven, they will be on a march past. I can imagine the men marching everywhere and trumpets blowing, and Stephen will be coming like this, a man that had no recognition on earth, yet in heaven he became recognized. And Jesus stood up and received him, and that was it. I see the same thing again happen in the Bible when Lazarus and the rich man died. When the rich man died, nobody came to carry his body. Maybe demons came and they carried the body, but the Bible says when Lazarus died, angels, men carried the coffin, but in reality the angels carried the body. Sir, it's an honor. It's an honor. When you die, who will carry you? On earth, men will carry. But on the other side, the Bible says that when Lazarus died, angels showed up. When Moses died, Satan came to dispute the body of Moses. And guess what? An angel appeared and he said, the Lord rebukes you. That means that when people die, angels show up to carry. You don't understand what I'm saying. It is a solid doctrine. Why? Because we see it in the case of Lazarus. We also see it in the case of Moses. And he told the angel, he told the devil, he said, the Lord rebuke you. You can't touch this one. Moses, no way. An angel showed up and carried. Sir, when you pass on, who will carry you? Who will carry you? Who will carry you? Who will carry you? Why think about it all? I'm going to wrap up this message by saying this. We must serve God diligently. 2024 is coming here. People have served and they will be recognized. Many people will still be recognized in other seasons. Some people may not be recognized today, but God recognizes their service. You know why? We can vote. We can announce. But that's the best we can do as human beings. But God knows everything finally. But it doesn't mean somebody who is not serving will say God knows. To God does not know. Somebody that you are not doing anything, say God knows. How can you say God knows? No, you can't say that. You have to be doing something. You can't work in First Bank and collect reward in GT Bank. He said, I work in First Bank. Why did you show up in GT Bank? He said, because I like this location. Whoever you serve on earth will reward you at the other side. And there are people who will be rewarded in hell. That one is even positional. Apart from going to hellfire, do you know that there will be degree of punishment in hellfire? And then going to heaven, there will be degree of rewards, different levels. The crown of rejoicing. The man who struggled hard to ensure that he labors to ensure that his family serves the Lord cannot be rewarded like a person who just left everything. The level of your commitment and diligence to ensuring that your life pleases God and doing the things of God and serving the saints. Go and read the Bible. Look at what the Bible says there. It said, God is going to reward you. He said, because you have been serving the saints and you continue to serve. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Some of us, you have been offended. That's why you're not serving. They offended you. You were doing it well. Somebody now got to me. You know, say, I will never try. No, no. Whoever tries rubbish again, I'm not even serving again. This is what I'm saying. But you were working in an organization when they shouted at you, you were begging. Just your supervisor came. I said, if this thing, try, if you try again, sorry, sir. So this is the only way I can feed my family. I will die before my time. You know? You fear the people who can only touch the body. But the Bible says, no, fear God who can take away the soul and keep the body in hell. Your boss shows up and he says, please, listen, I just realized this in this office. If you try it next time, you'll be sacked. You didn't say, sack me now. Sack me. What am I doing here? Fire me now. What is fire? You will know. When Sakpa shows up, you will know. But that's how much you treasure what a man is saying. But you come to church and while you are serving maybe somewhere and they say, oh, please, this thing you're doing, nobody will even shout at anybody like that church. They say, no, it's not the right thing to do. And you say, I don't like the way they're talking to me. I don't like the way they're talking to me. But when they said it in the office, you were begging. You wake up 5 a.m. and you go to work in the morning to come back by 10. And a service of 2 hours, then this pastor, they talk plenty. I like what they talk, only say it seems too long. The guy, they preach well. But it is long. You sat in board meetings for 4 hours, 8 hours, overnight meetings, and you didn't complain for a salary. How much? Then the Lord God Almighty, who preserves your soul, gives an assignment, and sometimes you see nobody's showing up. This is not how we serve God. Parents, you will buy books for your children, put them in schools that are very expensive. Their back, in fact, some children have back pain today, their parents are costed. I don't know the books they buy now, but we just go still go. You now see a child who carry the book like this. This man is a buy Bible for the child. They not buy Bible. Some of you, as you are here now, nobody bought Bible for you. But they bought comprehensive mathematics, comprehensive English. Still, some people did not know the English and the maths. Guy, except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that built it. Except the Lord keep watch over the city, the watchman watches but in vain. He said, it is vain for you to rise up early and sit up late to eat the bread of sorrow. He said, but so he giveth his beloved rest. Can I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice, wherever you are connected from anywhere across the world? I declare that the Lord God Almighty will give you rest. You will not labor in vain. You will not labor for nothing. In the name of Jesus. Yes. You can work in an office. You can work in an office and do many things. You get into the banking hall and they say, stand on that queue. Oh my, this bank. Then somebody comes to church and they say, please stay on this queue. You say, why? How can somebody be coming to the house of God, his father, and be standing on the queue? No, his house of God, his mother. He said, why can that small girl be directing me? But in the bank, it was security that directed you. He said, please stand here. Okay, leave that, please. Stay here. I was in bank the other day, and the woman, I wanted to see whether they should put another person. The woman was looking at the computer line. Mama, resign. Rest. She was, we were on the queue. So I went to meet one of the girls. I said, can't you get somebody to assist her? And she said, you know those kind of people in the office that they know them. She said, just go and wait. And we're waiting there. we waited sometimes. So sometimes we have waited for hours and they will just complain. But when that happens in church, people carry their bag and run away. I don't go to that church again. I don't go to that church again. Please, let's not behave like that. This is 2024 coming. Retrace our steps. Sometimes it will cost you to serve God. Sometimes it will take extra effort. I really thank God for our people here, especially those of us here. Sometimes the environment is a little hot, but you are even coming to church. Celebrate yourself. You are trying. Celebrate yourself. I'm trying. So I want to charge us for next year as we prepare to serve God. Don't forget that there will be roll calls. People will be awarded. People will be rewarded. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3 verse 23, it says, and whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. You will receive inheritance. You will receive your inheritance. Be diligent in your service. Give yourself to serve. Some of us have not given ourselves to any service. You are not committed to anything. You are not willing. You are not interested. I want to beg you. I want to charge you. Don't say, some people are doing it. Just imagine we came to church today and I just came to the crowd and I say, hello, madam. God bless you. God bless you. Please, can you stand? Please, we need somebody in the toilet to help us clean up and arrange the place. I say, brother on suit, can you stand? Please join us in the toilet to help clean the place. I say, please, we don't have anybody outside. Can you help us be the protocol today? I say, please, our children are making noise, or let's just release those children to be in this service today. Should I tell them to release them? Children's shut. But certain people gave up their opportunity to sit and hear like this. Sometimes they have to do one service, of course. We make sure they do service so that they can stay there and attend to our children. And they are not just keeping them busy. Praising the Lord. They will give them assignments. They will write. They will draw. They will paint. They will watch TV. They will teach them things that they will go back home and they will be a blessing. Can you celebrate our children's church teachers? Yes. 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 It is good to reward people. Men may forget, but God will never forget. But God will never forget. Listen, God is not unjust to forget your labor of love. He will honor it. You give a cup of cold water to God's servant, he will not forget it. You bless a righteous man in the name of a righteous man, he will not forget it. You serve in a department in church, God will not forget it. You win a soul. Do you know people will appear in heaven and they will say, it was because of you I came here. You say, wow. You say, yes, can you remember that day people came out on the street and I just saw you and I just told myself I've not been to church in 2 months or in 2 years. And I just came because of you. Do you know what it means that somebody missed hellfire because of you? They say your reward is in heaven. Yes, the major part is in heaven, but there are some parts. Jesus said you will get 100-fold here and the other one in eternity. I want double. I will get it here and there. Where do you want your own? Here and there. Uh-huh. So if you want it here and there, you will do something here that will qualify you to get it there. And it is called service. Be willing to serve. Next year, give your time. Next year, give your energy. Some people serve with their resources, their partners in this church. Sometimes I say it when I look at the partnership committee of some people, I get excited because it has helped us a lot. Some things we don't need to ask for because some people already paid for it. Anytime you see something happening in church and they say it is free, it is not free. Somebody paid for it. Somebody paid for it. It's not just free. Somebody sacrificed for it. You come and you sit on a chair that is clean. Somebody cleaned it. Somebody bought the chair. Are we here together? As we wrap up this year, I want to charge you. Enter 2024 with a heart of service. Make up your mind from now and say, I'm going to do something in the house of God. If it is prayer department, you join. If it's ushering, you join. If it is protocol, you join. If it is to join the partners and be financially committed in the church. If it is to join, just think of something. Look at your skills. Look at your gift and join. There are people that I can mention. I can call them and say, come out now. Come out, come out, come out. God has already blessed them with good jobs. And when they came to this church, they did not have anything. But they joined the department. And what they joined that department doing is what they are doing now that is giving them money. Some people started as content writers, content creators, videography, pressing camera. They were just there supporting the thing. Free learning, free training, free training. I don't have any skill. I don't have any gift. Show up and join departments. I cannot join. Where will you get skill? Who will help your life? Jesus wants to help you for free. Say, go and join this department. He said, I will not join. Some people, the reason God wants you to join prayer department is so that you will stand there and intercede and break all the nonsense in your family line. So by the time you are stepping on, prayer has gone ahead. Some people will join media departments. The reason is because God has seen that in the future, this thing you are doing will not help you. That at the end of the day, it is one thing. You are going to be a YouTuber or something. And you join the media departments and start learning about those things and have contents to push out. And that's how your life will glow. But some people will not be interested. God has seen that some people, you might even see that you join Sanctuary Keeper and think that that is just to be cleaning church and everything. You'll be cleaning the toilets one day and God will give you a vision of a cleaning organization. And all of a sudden, that organization might be the biggest cleaning organization in this state. Please think big. Don't see any service you are doing as just ordinary. No. May God steer your heart. May God touch your heart to respond to the right things. Respond to the right area of service. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. Pastor, you know a lot of things about many things. Yes, I served in almost every department I could in church. I served in things church. I followed them to do media things. I followed them to do printing and designing for church. I followed to do graphic designing. I have done, many things. Everywhere, I played drum set. Any area that there is work to do. That's how I just grew up serving the Lord. Today, I can talk about many things in various departments in church. I can judge designs. I can judge concepts. I can judge structures. I can judge administration. I can teach that. Why? Because I yielded myself to serve. You never know. Service is always preparing you for greatness. And I want you to prepare yourself for that. And the Lord will honor you in the name of Jesus. Where you are seated right now, just for your heart, say, God, give me a heart of service. Can you pray quietly and say, God, the heart of service. A 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 heart of service. When the roll is called up yonder. 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 And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And whosoever his name is not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. It burns with brimstone. The roll will be called. And after it is called, when the saints of the earth shall gather, listen to me, they will gather and there will be no more. Sorrow will be no more. The saints of God will come together. God will come to that point where he will blow his trumpet and he will say, enough of hustle, enough of human work, enough of human activity, enough of all the things on earth. Come up! And the dead in Christ will rise first. And those of us who are alive and remain in Christ will be caught up to be with him in the cloud. And the Bible says when we go there, he will be rewarding us. Some people started well, but you have drawn back. Some people started well, but you are discouraged. Some people started well, but somebody talked to you and you got discouraged. I want to charge you. Come back home. I want to charge you. Go back to be committed. Don't say you are too busy with work. Don't say you are too carried away with many things. God is calling on you. And as you yield yourself to service, the reward will pass from one generation to another generation. Your children's children after you will see the blessings and the benefits. In the name of Jesus, I declare at the end of the day, you will not be a castaway. In the name of Jesus, Paul said, so that I myself will not be a castaway. You will not be a castaway. In the name of Jesus, when your works are tried, they will not burn to ashes. Rather, every time your work is tried, it will be refined as gold. In the name of Jesus, may God open your eyes to know how and what way to serve him. In Jesus' mighty name. Now listen, you want to say, Pastor Mavis, in 2024, I'm going to join the workforce. I will be part of those that will work in this church. I want to get interested. I don't know the service department yet. Or I have a mind of the department already. Stand up. Let me pray with you. Let me pray with you. Making a commitment now can change everything. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. Sister, God bless you. You want to join? Say, next year, I'm going to join a department. I'm going to serve. I'm going to be committed. God bless you. Keep standing if you are interested in service. Next year, you want to be part. You want to use your skills. You want to use your talents. You want to use your ability. Some of you are data analysis. Some of you do UI, UX. Some of you do photography, videography. Some of you are tailoring. Some of you, one thing or the other, you say, I can use my gift and my talent to serve. Rise up. My hands are stretched towards you right now, wherever you are. Because you have made a commitment that you are going to serve. I don't know what the devil has planned between now and before next year, but today, I stand as a prophet of God. You have enrolled in 2024 already for kingdom service.
no weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, they are condemned. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.